Unit 5, The Age of Exploration. In the 16th century, many brave citizens from Europe took on the task of setting sail to explore. Explore. The open seas. Prior to their departure, no one knew for sure what may be out in the deep ocean waters. Many believed that the world was flat, and if they sailed too far, they would fall off the edge of the world. In fact, though this belief seems silly today, it was the overall feelings of many people that these explorers would never return home. The explorers chose to ignore these words of warning and tried to concentrate on navigating the ocean and stocking their ships before departure. The passage across the sea was surely perilous, and while they doubted they would fall off the edge of the world, there were still many dangers they had to avoid. There were various reasons that explorers chose to take on the adventure of seeing the world. One reason was to find alternative trade routes that could cut down on travel costs around the world. Another reason was more political than economical. Under the rule of tyrannical monarchs, many citizens wished to start a revolution. Revolution against their leaders. Some explorers thought that a new land could provide revolutionaries with a place to move where they could be free. Here, they could adopt new laws that were not under the realm of their old dictators. In this, those who wanted to be free had to rely on the explorers to return home with good news that new land had been discovered. Explorers had to have incredible vision, so that they could see what was ahead of them on the open seas. To aid them, they brought many useful tools that improved navigational abilities, such as compasses and sextants. All navigators and explorers needed to be educated in relevant fields so that they could survive on the ocean for a long period of time. Before setting sail, the captain checked that all the ship's components were properly installed, and off they went.